Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a special guest today, Ms. Melissa John, who is the founder of Represent We. Welcome. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Our pleasure. So tell us, what is Represent We?
So Represent We, it's a people-powered initiative that was started last year, July 2020. Two reasons why it started. In response to finding about a New York City bill, 1867, that would grant green card holders and other non-citizens the right to vote in local elections. Mm-hmm. And the second reason, looking at all of the protests that were happening throughout New York City and various cities throughout the country and throughout the world, and seeing so many Caribbean authors and their ideology being included in the conversations, but not having any Caribbean figures at the front line of that conversation. So those two things really was the motivation for starting Represent We. How can West Indian folks in New York City, how can they go about finding a seat at the table? How can they go about having a political voice in all of the changes that all these different groups are lobbying for?
So that's two excellent reasons to start your initiative. And let's look at the first one, NYC 1867, because currently it's taxation without representation.
Yes.
Most persons are not U.S. citizens for different reasons. They're not, one, eligible because you have to have your green card for a certain number of years. And sometimes there's a language barrier because they are unable to pass the citizenship test. They pay taxes. They live in here in New York, part of the system. They have kids in the education in schools. So explain why that is so important, that initiative.
Well, I think because of the pandemic and it forced everyone to be inside, so you had limited things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave me the opportunity. By profession, I'm a classroom teacher.
Okay.
So it forced me to be at home. And I had the opportunity to do some reading and research for pleasure, which I rarely get to do under normal circumstances. And I believe I came across an article in a local newspaper in March 2020 discussing the bill. And as I, you know, continued reading up more about it, that's when my interest really peaked. And I started digging a little bit deeper into some research in it during the summer of 2020. Because I completely agree with your statement. It is taxation without representation. You always hear folks harping on pay your taxes, pay your taxes, pay your taxes. But green card holders in particular, they own businesses, they employ individuals, they own homes, they own various properties, and they should be able to be a part of the conversation to decide, this is the politician or the group of politicians that I want to have represent my neighborhood, to represent, you know, what I think works best for my community. So the bill in particular, it's lobbying for a change in the New York City Charter, the local elections, that green card holders and various non-citizens, other non-citizens groups, they would be eligible to vote in municipal elections only. So as we just had the local elections here, being able to vote for the mayor, being able to vote for their city council representatives, public advocates, that's important because I think sometimes we vote for the president and we think it's over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the elections that happen at the local level. Those are the ones that have the most impact on your day-to-day experience. And those are the ones that we need to have immigrants involved as a part of that political process.
So I'm glad that you mentioned the recent elections because we interviewed several candidates here, in particular the mayoral candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And they did put say on record that they would support voting rights for green card holders.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Represent We tend to hold these elected officials fit to the fire, so to speak? How do you tend to make a difference? Because this has been an ongoing debate mm-hmm. for a while.
Well, this bill actually isn't the first version of it. As I started doing research and just for my edification, before I can try to sell the idea or explain to other people what this bill is all about, this is the third version of a bill like this, but it's thus far the most successful version of the bill. And yes, it's for green card holders to be able to vote for local elections, but it's also the language of the bill as it's written, 1867. It's to include DACA recipients and individuals that are work permit holders, legal work permit holders, included in that bill. And several of the front-running mayoral candidates, they have come out in support of the bill, but on the condition of it being for legal permanent residents only. So for me, and me as in represent we, my goals are twofold. Wherever I have the opportunity to hold space with any candidate, whether it be someone running for city council or someone running for a mayoral election, or just speaking with people in the community and letting them know that this bill actually exists, because, you know, I share the information and I tell people and, you know, other people share it. And the first thing is, that's not real. This, that, you know, this, it's make believe. This isn't really happening. And it's like, no, I can actually show you the literal piece of legislation so you know that it's real. So more than anything else, this has been truly grassroots, word of mouth, you know, having online events when it's, you know, feasible to gather in small groups, meeting persons and just sharing information, any kind of stickers, pins, just so that people are raising the awareness and people are asking questions as to what is Represent We. It's what it's all about. And it's all about you, right? It's all about the community. Nothing to do with me, the school teacher. It's really about the community benefiting something. I would benefit from it because I'm currently a green card holder. So there is a vested interest for me personally for this bill to pass. And if I know that there are many other civil servants like myself that are also green card holders, so, you know, if they too can benefit from it, why not raise the awareness of it?
Excellent. So going back to the second reason which Represent We was started, how do you intend to have that Caribbean voice, that participation? Now, how are you going to motivate people to be a part of the conversation?
Well, as a classroom teacher, I start on the most minute level. I start right there in my classroom, making sure that it is culturally responsive. Even though that's the term that we're using currently, I've always been that way in my instruction. I've been teaching for 14 years now. I sat and I did the math the other day. This is like close on my 14th year of teaching, and I've always tried my best to make sure whatever it is I'm teaching my students, making sure that they see a reflection of themselves, that they are seen and that they are always heard. So it starts there. It starts at the community level. It starts at the classroom level. And, you know, always having a conversation about current affairs. You know, do you see what's happening on the news? Let me make a connection to something that we can read in a book. Let me make a connection to a country about how, you know, this is related to the experience that you're having in your community right now. So it starts at that level and it snowballs from there.
Okay, so Ms. John, how can someone support your initiative, Represent We?
Sure, there are a few ways that they can find Represent We. We're on Instagram at Represent We. Our website, representwe.nyc. And you have all the information there on the website in particular. The cool thing about it, in one click, you can send an email to all current 51 New York City Council members, the mayor, the public speaker, and a few state senators, continuing to amplify and ask for, one, the bill to pass, and, you know, getting us closer to a public hearing for this. So,
all right. So thank you so much for being here today, and we look forward to having you back again.
Definitely. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.